Might have to keep that in.
Do it.
Okay. I think we're set up here.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna turn you up a little bit. You should be okay.
Hello, hello. Test, test. Am I coming through good?
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah, there's Randy.
I'll try not to swallow the mic as usual.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
Usually, yeah.
All right, folks. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Two Dudes Podcast. I'm Reg.
I'm Randy.
And joining us this week is nobody. It's just Randy and I living our holiday lives.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. Word. And we'll be announcing, having a pretty big announcement partway through the episode here, but we're not going to drop that yet.
No.
Just to leave you hanging. But yeah, so welcome here. Merry Christmas to those of you that celebrate Christmas. Merry Hanukkah
Happy
to those
Hanukkah,
that do that.
Crazy Kwanzaa.
Festivus. And yeah, what is Kwanzaa?
I don't know. I always assumed it was...
It's something to... this is going to sound
bad. I
thought
it was like a Jamaican tradition.
I was going to say, it's something to do with black people. That's all I knew.
How racist, Rich.
I don't think so.
Kwanzaa, an annual celebration of African-American culture from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually on the sixth day. Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966.
Huh. Okay. So I wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Celebrates African heritage, unity, and culture.
Cool. All right. So yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.
All right.
Yeah. But then is it racist for white people to celebrate Kwanzaa?
I mean, it's not your culture, so I guess technically.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Well, just like Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Where like,
but then white people are like can attend powwows and stuff, right? So it's any different. If you're attending,
yeah,
perhaps it's not like it's cool. But if you're like just throwing a Kwanzaa celebration with your white family, probably not the best thing.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah. Anyway. Hope everybody had a happy and healthy holiday season. The World Juniors just got canceled.
Boo.
Just saw that before we started. So holidays are getting screwed over. All over the place.
950 cases today or something.
In Manitoba? Holy.
Yeah, we're creeping up. Creeping up.
And that's only what they can test.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they're like 10,000 tests behind still. So
at least.
Your turnaround is 4 days on average for tests right now.
Yeah. No, I feel fine. I feel good. I didn't have any of the vid that I know of.
Yeah.
So I think we're okay.
Yeah. See, I'm still gonna do like look into the research on because I had it whatever, I guess 2.5 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be curious what the research looks like for me, in terms of immunity and I mean chances of reinfection. They say are quite low, especially with me being so recent. I'm not sure in my family, but
I mean. I mean, that we should bring that up because I don't think we talked about it on the show much that Randy had the Rona.
Yeah, had the old vid.
Yeah.
Yeah, wife was a close contact. This would have been December.
I would hope she's a close contact.
Yeah, this would have been December 3rd, 4th, roughly. She got notification of a contact in her classroom. And she got pretty sick on. So that was the Saturday before the Bomber game, the West final. That was December 5th, that game. So it was the 4th. She started getting symptoms, ran basically the entire gamut of COVID symptoms except for nausea and vomiting and diarrhea. But everything else she had, she was down and out for a couple of days. So Hallie and I went and got a test on Tuesday when we became symptomatic. And then me, it was just a runny nose. Hallie was just a cough. Yeah, we were all positive. We don't know if it came from Hallie's daycare. Or because she had a notification on Tuesday that there was 5 cases in her daycare, which ended up ballooning to like 20. And yeah, so we had the vid. We were stuck at home for, well, I guess about a week and a half by the time we were all tested and good to go. We were out within 10 days of our symptoms starting. So
I wish they would tell you what variant you had.
Yeah, I did too. I signed into the thing again just to see because I'm like, well, maybe it'll tell you what you had. And yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
I think the only person that got told was the first person who had Omicron in the province.
I mean, not that it matters, but it would just be kind of good to know what you have.
If
I don't
you
know.
Got the OG, the Delta, you know, got to know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad that everyone ended up being fine because, with 900 whatever it is cases. Well, and then the Manitoba government comes out with these, quote, new restrictions.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you can't serve liquor after 10 o'clock because is that some sort of high rate of...
Yeah, the Rona goes to sleep at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
It's bedtime.
Like, I would love to see, like, I'd love to see the numbers of saying the transmission rates after 10 p.m. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
how, yeah.
In what universe does closing
I guess
a
their
bar,
logic is that, like, the drunker you get, the closer you're going to get together, and the more you're going to yell and naturally get louder.
I guess.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think they're theorizing. I don't know.
I think it's silly.
It is a little silly, for sure.
And then, what did they... They made everything 50% capacity.
Yeah, everything except for retail. Retail stays wide open. But all, like, your restaurants, theaters, all that shit is...
Well, fuck.
But retail stays the way it is.
It's just, as much as I don't want shutdowns, as anybody else wouldn't, but, like, this half-measure bullshit isn't doing
do
anything.
It all or don't do anything. Yeah. Like,
you may as well throw the doors wide open, because we're getting 900 cases regardless.
Yeah. The last, like, 4 days have been 6, 7, 8, 9, I think.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's a half measure. But what do you expect from a premier that only shows up every other press conference?
Yeah, say what you will about Pallister. At least he was mostly consistent.
Yeah, he was there.
But yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, ICU admissions are still down, which is good.
Yeah.
So a lot of positives, but not so much hospitalizations, would seem. But those numbers tend to lag behind, too. So
yeah,
we'll and see.
Yeah, I hope that it works its way through. I know that there was some talk about, because everyone kept saying, well, it's milder. But there was some things I was reading that said it might only seem milder because the people getting it are already vaccinated.
Right.
So then your symptoms are more mild.
Right.
So there's a little bit of, and we don't want to rely on that, because if it's 10 times more transmissible, even if it's 10% less mild.
Yeah.
You're still going to have way more hospitalizations.
For sure. Absolutely. And that's what people always point to, the death rate. It's not all about the death rate.
Nope.
It's about the disability rate. It's about everything.
Yeah. So I was reading up on what your,
natural immunity, maybe.
Mm-hmm. According to HopkinsMedicine.org. So John Hopkins, is probably a heck of a guy at some point. So it says, if I have natural immunity, do I still need a COVID vaccine? And this is, of course, through the CDC and all that stuff. But it says, yes, COVID-19 vaccines are recommended, even if you had the COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. Vaccines add protection. So a study published indicates that if you had COVID-19 before and are not vaccinated, your risk of getting reinfected is more than 2 times higher. Testing positive, unvaccinated, blah, 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 blah. No, this isn't the right thing, because it's
I had read, there was a small study done in...
If I had COVID.
There was a small study done in New York, I think, amongst healthcare workers who had the shot. And it was 52 workers. They separated them into 2 groups. Ones were vaccinated and got COVID, and ones were vaccinated and didn't get COVID.
Oh, okay.
And they tested their antibodies, and... The people who were vaccinated and then got COVID, their antibodies were like 4 times higher than the people who got just vaccinated alone.
Hmm.
I think. So they think you may be a little more immune if you catch COVID after being vaccinated.
I believe that, because you already have the antibodies.
Yeah. So your body just creates more of them, right?
It says, for people who recover from COVID-19, immunity to the coronavirus can last about 3 months to 5 years, research shows.
Right.
So you might be okay. You might not be. Yeah, here it basically just says, because the length of immunity is unknown, practicing physical distancing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
So it says, basically people who recover from COVID-19 have been found to have all 4 components of immunity: antibodies, helper Ts, killer Ts, B cells. A bunch of those sound like rappers.
Right.
But they...
Killer T coming up in your microphone.
Yeah, it says in October 2021 study reported that unvaccinated people should have immunity against reinfection for 3 to 61 months. But it doesn't say anything.
I don't think there's much info out on it yet, just because I guess they're still like doing research on a lot of these breakthrough cases and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's tough because it's also getting mixed between... like vaxxed and unvaxxed. And here it says infection doesn't provide good immunity against Omicron.
Right.
So it said, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. You have some immunity.
Yeah.
And you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And you're getting the booster.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. I just got to see what they advise now that we just so recently had COVID. And that was about 5 months after my second dose. So, like, feel like I should be freshened up on the immunities, so maybe I
wouldn't hurt to get the schoosed.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to look into it and see, and just talk to a doctor and be like, hey, like, what's the
do your research?
Yeah, what's the
just freaking, do your research?
What's the skinny?
Yeah, but yeah,
maybe I'll call Dr. Devinder Singh. And,
yeah, one of our connections.
That's right.
Yeah, he would know. He's like an expert on.
He'd be the guy to talk
immunization
to.
And vaccines and stuff. So. But no, that's good. Like I said, so far as I know, I still suspect I had COVID before COVID was a thing. But so far I've been okay. I mean, I don't typically get sick anyway. Right. If I get a flu once a year or like a flu type thing once a year, if that.
Right.
I often get at least one cold a winter where like just runny nose and stuff. Yeah. But I haven't since COVID started.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and like I even told Darius, I said, if you weren't as sick as you were, I probably wouldn't have gotten tested because I have a runny nose 3/4 of the year.
Well, and now we're at the point where there's not enough tests and not enough things going on that you may as well just not get tested. And if you don't feel well, stay home.
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of when we have 900 new cases, it's especially in our area, which is only now that they added the 5 to 11-year-olds, it's only 51% in Hanover or something.
Oh, okay.
Because there's that many more people.
Right.
But I don't know.
Oh, well, there it goes. Get your shots.
Yep. The annoying part is that the people that didn't get their shots are going to be like, when this is all said and done, they'll be like, see, I didn't need it.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who did get them that are like, I don't know if I'm getting that third one.
I actually, my coworker asked me that. He's like, because he's not vaccinated. And he had asked me, he's like, oh, so how do you feel about getting the booster? Are you concerned? Yeah. I was like, no. No. Why would I be?
Yeah.
What? I got the first two. Why would I be worried about a booster? That's a silly thing to be concerned about. Anyway. So, Randy had COVID. Things are going well.
Weird. Things are good. Recovered quick. I had a runny nose for about 3 days. Kid had a cough for about a week. And Darius, after the 3-4 days of rough symptoms, then she was good after that. It took about a week and a half for the taste and smell to come back. And then she's had a bit of a lingering cough since then, but public health said that's normal. So.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't get any of that long COVID.
Hopefully.
Or any of you, really, because who knows what, even if it's minor.
Yeah, it could be something down the road, right? Who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's eating my brain as we speak.
That would explain a lot.
I know, right?
How long have you had COVID?
31 years.
Your patient minus zero. But no, that's good. Yeah, I guess moving on. We also, John Madden passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace to a legend.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know a fucking thing about John Madden except that he was a football guy, and I've heard his voice, and they named the game after him. So tell people why they should care about John Madden.
Well, he was a coach in the 60s and 70s, I believe. I think he had the Raiders organization in his tenure there. He was like 110, 30, and 2 or something.
Oh, wow.
So he had a really good coaching record. He won a Super Bowl in 77, if I remember right. And yeah, just a legend of the game. I mean, Madden football, whatever year you're playing, is named after him, right? So clearly the man's got a legacy.
He looks like if John Candy never died.
Yeah, basically. Like I would say to our generation, we would know him more for like commentating on Monday Night Football. Yeah. Like him and Al Michaels and who's the other one? I forget. Or like the voice of Monday Night Football. But it's a big loss for the football community. There seems to be more and more of those nowadays, especially with CTE and all these kind of things that are happening.
Yeah.
But he'll be missed. He was a legend.
Yeah, he was a NFL coach from 1967 till... Oh, he was the linebackers coach in 1 year. And then he was with the Raiders for... almost 10 years after that.
Yeah, he had a really good record with them. I remember that.
But. He won the 6th. Nope, that's 11. The 11th Super Bowl. So 77? When did the NFL become a thing? 66? 60-something.
I want to say like 64, but I could be wrong.
That could be. But it was... Oh, I was right. 77. I nailed it. 1977, they won their... first Super Bowl over the Minnesota Vikings. Man, the Vikings have been shit for a while, eh?
Yeah, he had in Oakland, he had a point, he had 75% winning percentage.
barely squeaked by.
I know, right?
Yeah, an overall record 112-39-7.
So yeah, I mean, fucking pretty good record.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that's
hard to do now, especially when there's not. You don't see many coaches with very long tenures anymore.
No.
Right, like the Pittsburgh Steelers have had like four head coaches in their history, and that's probably...
Do they still have that Mike Tomlin or something?
I believe he's still Mike the coach Tomlin. There, yeah.
I haven't paid any attention to NFL.
I've kind of dipped off, too. Once our fantasy league starts, I kind of leave the NFL a little bit and go more to hockey. But I keep following the Bills, who are madly inconsistent this year, so...
But they beat the Pats the other day.
They did, but they also lost to the Pats a couple of weeks ago when the Pats ran 43 times.
Yeah, well, that one, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, RIP John Earl Madden. all the best in the football field in the sky.
Big bucket of wind. What a life.
Big bucket of wind?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Of wind.
Oh. There was something I was going to look up. Hold on. You talk for a little bit.
Sure. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hope everyone's holidays have been good. You know, like I say, we're here jamming, just chilling, right? Just scrolling on his phone. I'm just going to narrate while he scrolls. What are we looking up, Reg? What is this?
There's a manual. There's a man in prison in Canada that nobody knows who he is. Let's see here.
I came record of him?
No, there is a record for him of him. I'm going to go National Post, it seems. So this guy got arrested, and so the headline is The Unknown Person. For six years, a man who refuses to identify himself has been held in a Canadian maximum security prison. So the only thing the government seems to be sure of is the man is not who he claims to be, a French citizen named Herman Emmanuel Funkum.
Right.
Funkum. So basically they... I'll read this thing. The way I came across it, basically saying that, yeah, he got arrested for... like embezzlement or fraud or something. And then when they were trying to interrogate him, he gave him a fake name. And to this date, he's been in jail for 6 years and he won't tell him what his real name is. Huh. So they can't actually charge him with anything and they can't release him because they don't know who he is or where he's from.
Right. Interesting.
So yeah, when the immigration detention hearing went off kilter right at the beginning, when the man seeking release from prison was asked to identify himself, "Madam, I hope that everything you do against me, it will stop," he replied in French. "I will listen to what you have to say, sir, but I would like to know, first of all, am I speaking to the right person?" The man said, "I don't care." Barry then just got three words into a formal opening before his outburst. He said, "I don't care what you do, you can go to hell," the man said as she spoke. "That's all I have to say, go to hell." He stood and started for the door. He just kept telling her to go to hell. So he, they said, they designated him the unknown person. So he's in limbo. Until the Canadian officials know his identity and nationality, they cannot deport him. Until they can deport him, they don't want to release him, which is fair.
So he'd rather just stay in Canada in a prison than get sent back to wherever he's from.
I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
It says he's been in prison since April of 2013. Oh, shit. Apparently my screen... Oh, there we go. Since 2013, is serving the equivalent of a manslaughter sentence.
Right.
Most of it in a maximum security, although he has not been convicted of a crime in Canada. The only thing the Canadian government seems sure of is that the roughly 40-year-old man is not who he claims to be, a French citizen named Herman Emmanuel Funkum. So, apparently after years of international investigation spanning 11 countries on three continents, the mystery remains.
Jesus.
When he got arrested, he arrived in Montreal on a flight from Cuba in 2012. At customs, he handed over a French passport. He said this wasn't his first visit. He originally came to Canada 6 months earlier and had just a week and left just a week before. He was returning, he said, because his friend's sister had died. He had a reservation at Days Inn in Montreal, $3,000 in a bank account, and a return airline ticket. Huh. He was given a 10-day visa, didn't leave. Then they would learn 6 months later that Toronto police arrested him for a merceless scam. This is all I heard of the story. I haven't actually read up on it yet, so I'm learning as we go. He and four associates had answered a Toronto man's real estate ad for commercial property, police said at the time. Funkum and his associates told the man they had a large sum of money arriving from South Africa, police said, but the money had been covered in a black coating to get it out of the country. It needed to be cleaned off with a special chemical. Typical. Huh. They showed the victim how it worked, police said, with black bills becoming clean before his eyes, but the chemical was expensive. The victim was allegedly told, and he was convinced to pay for more chemicals for a cut of the cash. The black money turned out to be fake, and the victim was out $450,000 before he realized.
Wow.
So then when he was arrested, he was staying at a hotel under a different name. They charged him with two counts of fraud and impersonation. And that, from it, that's felt weird.
Of what?
And impersonation.
Fraud and impersonation?
And impersonation instead of impersonation.
Oh, that's weird.
Weird. So then, yeah, I'm curious where they got this manslaughter thing from.
Well, they just said it's the equivalent of a manslaughter sentence. It's not actually a manslaughter sentence. Like, it's probably equivalent time is what they mean.
Oh, okay, yeah. Serving the equivalent of a manslaughter. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. So it was fraud. Okay. But yeah, so he just insisted he was French and had no other citizenship. I'm French, but I work in England. And so, he said he's been in prison too long, but he won't give up his name.
He's pot committed now. He's like, fuck it, I'm going down with the ship.
I guess. It's just, apparently he spurned CBSA officers wanting to speak with him at least 40 times.
Huh.
He's refused to attend 51 detention review hearings. Like, who is this guy?
Just a weirdo, man.
Yeah. I don't understand. In a world that, in the world that we live, that we're so connected, it's hard to think that you can just say, you know, I'm not going to tell you my name, and they can't figure out who you are. It's weird.
It does seem weird. It seems a little fishy.
It's weird.
I think it's the Illuminati.
Yeah.
They're controlling the prisons through a man.
Yeah, they have no idea. So there was, apparently there's a fraudulent birth certificate. The serial number doesn't match. His name isn't in the registry.
Like, you can't just print out flyers with this guy, put them all around, and say, if you know this man.
I guess you could.
Put them in, like, France, wherever he claims to come from.
I guess you could. There was also, this happened a little bit after, a man claiming to be an American. He also refused to cooperate and didn't give up his identity, but then they figured out who this guy was.
Right.
But he was in jail for 10 years.
Huh.
That's so weird.
I just think I'd applaud the commitment, man. Let's,
Yeah.
He's going down with the ship.
I guess it could be
maybe
worse.
He just likes getting three square a day and, you know, knowing where his next meal's coming from. Who knows?
Or he's a loon.
Could be a loon, too.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to definitely talk about that.
One for the loony man, eh?
Loony. George Looney. Just call him that.
He likes his eggs easy over and two pair of toast in the morning, you know?
Easy over?
What the hell is it? Eggs easy over and a pair of toast side by each.
That sounds familiar. What's that from?
It's Will Arnett doing, like, answers the internet's questions, and he does, like, some Canadian accents or whatever. That's, like, his East Coast on it. Eggs easy over and a pair of toast side by each.
I know. I could definitely know people that talk like that. side by each. Yeah. Fuck.
Love it.
Anyway.
I love it.
Anyway. So...
So what's next to the docket, Reg?
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. It's I don't really got much. You haven't seen Spider-Man yet, so we can't talk about that.
I was gonna, but we're gonna rant about Steinbeck again a little bit, because it's fucking town. We have one movie theater that plays one movie for 1 week.
Once a day.
Once a day, apparently. But I was gonna watch it with Randy yesterday.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m. And I just assumed, like most movie theaters, if we have a 2 p.m. show, by default, you have an evening show.
See, and I didn't even think, because I was like, oh, like I thought you meant you and Kat were just going to go watch it in the city later
Yeah.
When you said, we'll watch it in the evening.
I should have clarified, but in my brain, I was like, why wouldn't you have, because they normally play at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And back in the day, this same theater used to cut movies short if they were longer than 2 hours.
Right.
Which was fucking stupid. anyway, but now they let them play. But still, I was like, okay, so yeah, we'll get home. We got home 2:30, almost 3,
yeah,
around 3, and I'm like, okay, so 8 o'clock, we'll go check out the movie. And I check, we're getting ready to go, we're gonna go for dinner first and then go check out the movie.
Yeah.
And I check times and it's like, oh, Wednesday, Tuesday, 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, just it was like just a weird arbitrary day to have it at 2.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Why wouldn't you double it up, especially this week when everybody's off work?
Yeah,
have two showings.
Yeah, showing at 2 and a showing at 8 gives you time to sanitize in between.
Hurts my brain. So we're gonna try and maybe see it tonight.
Do it. It's a good flick.
See how it works with the 50% thing, but...
Spoilers, there's a lot of bad guys in it.
Good. Speaking of a lot of bad guys, we binged all of Hawkeye yesterday.
Oh, yes. Honestly, dude, I told people, I said, Hawkeye is going to fucking be a sneaky show.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a lot better than people think, yep. And it was.
I went into it with no expectations, because Hawkeye's always sort of been like, eh, yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Like
Archer's always liked Renner as Hawkeye, because it's like, he's like, oh yeah, I'm the guy with no fucking superpowers, exactly. Right?
And bow and arrows, by default, are cool. Absolutely. Archers are cool. Archery is cool. But, like, you're on the stage with guys with mythical, like, universal magical powers.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, billionaires in super suits and whatever else, and you're a dude with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And a bunch of weird trick arrows.
Stick and a string.
Yeah, exactly. And it's... But, no, watching it, loved it. It was great. Yeah,
great.
It was great. It, I'm trying to think what I... Because of the Marvel shows that I've watched... honestly, I put it ahead of Loki. I didn't like Loki very much.
Yeah, I put Hawkeye ahead of Loki. Yeah.
When I was going through IMDb, checking out some of the actors and whatever, I think they have Hawkeye rated at 7.3 out of 10, and then they have Loki at like 8.6 or right. Something. They have it higher than WandaVision, and they have it higher than Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I think if I had to rank the four shows that came out...
Is that all there is so far, just the four? So I have watched them all?
Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and... Yeah, that and Hawkeye, I think, are the four. I think it's only been four shows.
Hot Guy.
Because then they had... Was it five movies? Shang-Chi, Eternals... What If? Well, What If was on.
I've only watched the first episode.
But you're going to have to now, after you see Spider-Man. You'll see what I'm saying.
Multiverse shit.
Yeah, wait till the end credits.
Fuck.
So, yeah. So, I think they put out nine things this year. I just can't remember what the other. Venom, Let There Be Carnage is associated with. It's still a Sony property, but it's now all intertwined.
Oh, is it now? Okay.
Yeah, at the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Spoilers, but... like Venom sees like Peter Parker's identity get revealed, and he like licks his TV and is like, ooh,
cool,
because he gets transported to that Earth.
Oh,
so theoretically, this Venom's in a different timeline than this Spider-Man, but he gets transported. I think I haven't watched Venom: Let There Be Carnage yet, but that's what I've heard. He gets like phased into this world.
Interesting. Can't wrap my head around it. But anyway, yeah. You were gonna rank the shows, Randy.
Oh, give me a list. See if you can just find what Marvel. Put out this year.
Shows?
Actually, that's all the shows anyway. Fuck it. Yeah. So I would have to rank them. Of the five, I would put at number five probably What If, just because I enjoyed most of it, but it wasn't like appointment television for me.
Yeah.
I would put probably Loki fourth. I really liked Loki, mostly the last episode. The rest of it was kind of...
I think people would give you flack for that, because everyone I know was just losing their minds over Loki.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I'm just like, when's it gonna go?
It was good. The pacing was weird, and I think they could have switched a couple of, like... You could have accelerated the story a little bit. It felt like they stretched that one to 100%. However many episodes it was.
Yeah.
Then I would do Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Underrated. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I loved it. Great action sequences. I love just that scene where, like, new Cap's going crazy and just bludgeoning that guy with the shield is so good. So that one, then I would put I liked WandaVision, but it took three episodes for me to really get into it. Yeah. Like, those first three, if you're not invested in Marvel, that's hard to get people. By the end of it, I'm going to say, I think WandaVision second, I think I like Hawkeye the best.
Wow.
For WandaVision, I like because of the big unintended consequences, right? Yeah. Like it's a small story, but it has much bigger impact across the MCU.
Yeah.
Where I kind of like Hawkeye's more self-contained story. Like WandaVision still got the grief line, which would be one of the best lines ever written on TV. But I think I enjoyed Hawkeye more because and Daris watched it with me, and she's not one to really watch the Marvel TV. And I'm like, trust me, I think you'll like this one.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, like, this is two Oscar-nominated actors acting
Haley Steinfeld was nominated.
She was nominated for True Grit when she was a kid.
Oh, the True Grit remake.
And she's been good in pretty much everything she's been in up till then. And Jeremy Renner is like, I don't know if he won, but I know he's nominated for sure.
What was he nominated for?
Hurt Locker, I think.
Oh, that sounds right.
So two Oscar caliber actors plus what's her name playing Stifa Vera Farmiga. She's a really good actress as well.
She's in like everything, and I always forget.
Basically. So there's a lot of star power there.
He's been nominated for two Academy Awards. One for Best Actor for Hurt Locker and one for Best Supporting Actor for The Town.
Ah, yes, The Town. So there you go. That's what I mean, right? So I like that it's a really small scale. Like, it doesn't have gigantic consequences, but you really feel for this guy who's been so selfless being a superhero. All he wants is Christmas with his family.
Yep.
But he can't do it because he fucked up in his past and he went crazy.
And the philosophical implications of that, because, yeah, it's not big on the MCU level, but what they're really diving into the, like, what makes a man good? Like, can he move past his past?
Yeah.
And, like, what he's done?
Yeah.
And be a good, be inspirational, be a hero.
Yeah.
And he clearly doesn't think that he is.
Yeah, like when Kate Bishop tells him, like, I looked at you as a guy amongst all these heroes, you were a guy with a stick and a string, is her line, right? Yep. And showed me that I didn't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
He's the person that we, as non-superpowered people, can look at and go, okay, well, if he can do it, maybe I can do it.
He's the everyman. Yeah, and it's great. It's funny. I'm trying to remember what stuck out to me. There was a bunch of spots where you're laughing.
The scene on the train is great when he's like, his delayed reactions because his hearing aid's broken. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah. Or even when she's like, oh, look, there's Hawkeye. And he's like, no, that's Katniss Everdeen.
Just good stuff, right? Like, I love the scene when he's on the phone with his son and he can't hear him and she's got to write for him. And
so fucking powerful. Yeah, no, that was really, really good.
Good stuff. The stuff with Yelena is good. Like, I like, and spoilers for anyone who hasn't watched Black Widow or Hawkeye. Skip ahead like 5 minutes. The kind of like the chemistry that Yelena and Kate Bishop have together when they're fighting. Like, oh, that was a good movie did there. Like,
yeah, even though if Yelena wanted to, she would be dead.
Oh, yeah, she'd wipe the floor with her app, but that wasn't her target, right? So why would she?
I never finished Black Widow. I fell asleep. We were watching it kind of late, and Kat finished it.
Yeah, the first two-thirds are great. I didn't really like the third act, but
I need to rewatch. I need to watch it, because I was just watching. I was too tired. It wasn't grabbing me, but
So Black Widow's sister, you get the sweet moment between her and Hawkeye where he's, like apologizing, basically, you know as well as I do that if Nat wanted to do something, she was going to do it. There's nothing I can do to stop her. The very emotional scene with them because, you know, she never got to see her sister after the events of Black Widow.
Yeah.
Taking down the Rockefeller tree was cool. Like, just seeing that go down was pretty neat.
Well, and they would freak out. Like, the city would come to a halt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And one thing that always bothers me about those movies is that he would run out of arrows.
Yeah.
He would totally run out of arrows. Or just like, but his quiver's always full.
Yeah.
No matter, even when they're finished the battle, when they're not, unless it's convenient for the plot, then he's suddenly out of arrows. But the also,
this one you did see him toting around more gym bags, right, with more stuff.
Yeah. There was definitely the one point though when they're fighting like all the baddies at the end, and these whole group swarms out. They all shoot three arrows, and suddenly everybody's gone.
Yeah. I know, right? Like,
but other than that, it's excellent.
You could make the argument he has Pym particles. Maybe he just keeps the arrows small.
And
then just enlarges them when he needs them. So there's like 150,000 in the quiver.
That could be. It was pretty dope that they were using the Pym stuff.
I know, right? They're putting them together in the shop. I'm like, oh, that's a Pym arrow. That's going to make something better.
Even before that, when he did that and he drops the giant arrow through the truck.
Yeah.
It was cool. Anyway, folks, watch it. Hopefully, I didn't spoil it for you too much, but definitely check it out.
Good stuff.
I would rank them very similarly, but I think I would still put WandaVision first.
Yeah.
I think
that's a very tight race for me. They can be interchangeable for me too.
And I'm still annoyed that they're making all the shows that you have to watch. But at least they're short, kind of all mini series, whatever. Yeah.
After you watch Spider-Man today, if you go and you see the end credit scene, go back and watch the specific episode that pertains to that scene of What If.
Okay. Okay.
And then you'll get a good context of what the next thing is.
Fuck. So does that mean that Haley Steinfeld is officially Hawkeye?
Yeah, she'll be taking over the role in the MCU. Yeah. And she'll be part of the Young Avengers, probably.
Lady Hawk or whatever she's going to be going by.
Yeah, probably just, I think she just took Hawkeye in the comics. They just gave her the name.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So I said this to Kat kind of in jest, but I'm like, so are there going to be any dude Avengers left?
I mean, yeah, they are leaning towards a very female-centric, I guess, lead. Because, I mean, coming up next is the Marvels. Which is, or Miss Marvel's coming up soon, so that's Kamala Khan.
Oh, that's the little...
That's the little Indian girl, right? Yes, yeah. So she'll be coming up, plus Tatiana Maslany is playing She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of female stars coming to the forefront in Marvel. There'll still be the male stars, I think, but, I mean, Jane Foster's coming, so she's probably going to take over for Chris Hemsworth.
And
Thor Love and Thunder, so Natalie Portman's coming back as Jane Foster. Probably to take the mantle of Thor is my guess.
I hate that so much. I hate all of that. You know, and I want women to get roles and I want that wonderful, but that totally aside, just objectively, why would she be Thor?
Yeah.
She had such like a small little, like her influence on the MCU is just a sliver.
Yeah, they didn't utilize her as well as they could have, but I mean, in the comics, that's her story. She becomes Thor. So.
Well, their whole love thing didn't make sense either in the movie. It was just like, we hang out for 2 days and suddenly we're in love.
Yeah.
Like, okay, simmer down.
Yeah, as Guardians move quick, man.
Apparently. Imagine the hammer on Thor, right?
I know, right? That's in there. What else is coming up for Marvel?
Well, because isn't Black Panther going to be his sister?
I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
Because she got all that flack.
Yeah, I think that's... And his brother has come out and said, like, no, don't write off the character. Like, go ahead and recast it.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that's what Chadwick would have wanted.
Of course.
There was rumors that, like, the guy who plays M'Baku was going
to
take
over. Oh, you mentioned that to me already.
Yeah. But, yeah, so there's that coming up. Doctor Strange is the next movie coming out. That's in March. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. The trailer's already out if you do want to watch it.
I haven't yet, but I will.
It's good. That's what's in the post-credit scene of Spider-Man. There is a mid-credit scene I haven't told you about yet. But,
sure.
So stay for it all. But so there's lots of good shit coming if you're a comic book fan. I mean...
Did you watch The Eternals?
No, I haven't watched Eternals yet.
You got panned pretty
Yeah, long. I got a... I'm a quarter of the way into Shang-Chi, and Shang-Chi's I haven't good. Watched it. I've heard Shang-Chi's good.
Yeah.
A lot of people have given it pretty high praise.
It's not like... blow your hair back.
Yeah.
To me, in the MCU, it's on par with like Captain Marvel or like the first Captain America, where it's good.
Yeah.
But it's not like top, like Endgame level. Yeah.
He's going to factor into the next set of Avengers movies because Shang-Chi.
Yeah, of course.
He's linked with Doctor Strange as well, and with Wong.
Yeah, they tie that in at the end of the movie as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. I haven't finished yet, so I don't know that. Yeah. So there's a lot of interplay. I mean, X-Men and Fantastic Four are coming down the pipe yet. And they're going to be introduced. The guy who did the Spider-Man trilogy is also doing Fantastic Four, so I have high hopes that he'll do well.
Oh, they're making a remake of Fantastic Four again.
And an MCU version of Fantastic Four,
so another remake.
Yeah. But, I mean, the dude's done well with these Spider-Man movies, so if he can...
I rewatched them, the first two Tom Holland ones, and loved them way more.
Yeah, I still prefer Homecoming, I think, more than Far From Home.
Hmm.
But I enjoy Far From Home quite a bit, because I love... They nailed Mysterio's costume in Far From Home.
And it when I first watched it kind of... fell flat a little bit for me, but rewatching it, something about it, I got it. I don't know, it worked, and Tom Holland's delightful. But
Holland is like he's the heart of the MCU going forward, as far as I'm concerned. He is so good in that role, and he wants to keep playing it. He says, as long as they're gonna do it, I'll keep doing it.
Didn't he also say he was thinking about taking a break from acting?
And that was initially, but I think he's talking more at like 30, 35 years old. He's 25 now, so like another 10 years or so, and then
I thought he was like 15,
but he's confirmed for another 3 movies as Spider-Man, so I think they're going to do like the college years. But yeah, it should be good. I'm excited for it. I just want to talk about Spider-Man, but I can't.
I know. I meant to watch it.
I know. It's okay.
And then Kat was supposed to work this afternoon, so I was going to like, well, we could maybe watch it this afternoon, but that fell through and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well. Away she goes.
Anyway. MCU is moving forward, and I'm curious. Is The Eternals on Disney Plus yet?
January 12th, it comes on Disney Plus.
I'll watch it then.
And then, Michael Keaton is now confirmed, not MCU talk, to be playing Bruce Wayne / Batman in the Batgirl HBO Max series. So they're going to do a, like, Batman Beyond style story, I think, with that.
So are they quitting the Batgirl show?
Yeah, it's going to... Well, it's going to be a show on HBO Max.
No, I know, but there already was a Batgirl
show. Yeah, no, they're not doing that show anymore.
Yeah, because that one... Yeah. They started with that... What's her name? That something Rose.
Oh, yes.
And then she left.
It was Ruby Rose, and she left, and somebody else took
over. Then they cast a black girl.
Yeah.
And then... For whatever reason, I've never watched. I don't watch the show.
That was so Batwoman, not Batgirl.
Batwoman.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Sure.
Batwoman's a different character.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
So, but this Batgirl is going to be like Barbara Gordon, like stepping into the cowl.
Yeah.
So he's confirmed to now be Batman in that because they're Ben Affleck has said I don't want to do any more IP movies. I just want to do like original shit. So he's in the Flash movie. He's basically stepping out. Michael Keaton's stepping in as. The DCEU's Batman going forward. Where that leaves Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson's Batman, I don't know.
Randy, I can't.
The third trailer just dropped for that, which looks real good.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. It's too much.
It's lots. It's like, a full-time job just keeping track
of everything. It really is. What happened to just watching movies for fun?
You can't, no. And now everyone's trying to copy it, right? Because Marvel continues. Everything they do is like... an 8.0 or higher.
Yeah.
So they're knocking shit out of the park. I mean, Spider-Man opened at $253 million.
Yeah. During COVID.
Yeah. Like, it was finished second all time, I think, domestically.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was just behind Infinity War.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Domestic box office.
MCU box office. Yeah. We're going to move on here soon. But so as it stands, this is according to Box Office Mojo. This is gross.
Yeah.
Endgame, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War. The Avengers No Way Home is fifth currently.
Yeah, in terms of opening weekends, it's second all time for movies, not just for the MCU.
Yeah, it says here the biggest opening was Endgame.
Yeah.
By a lot. By $100 million.
Right.
But then, followed by No Way Home, which narrowly beat Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which is wild. That was the before times, Randy. I know, that was when the world was new. Right.
2019 BC.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they, and they actually had, they had them in fewer theaters than Infinity War and then beat them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And inflation helps for ticket prices, but sure. Even so.
Sure.
It's an impressive feat. I mean, it just shows you how big the machine is.
I thought they said they cleared $1 billion on these movies. How come it says $858 million?
That's probably just domestic numbers.
Maybe. You might be right.
Worldwide. Because Endgame, I think, is top spot now, all time.
Worldwide. Yeah, right now, Spider-Man is 1.1 billion.
Right.
But that's not of the MCU. That's just...
Right.
Of 2021.
Right.
MCU.
So, they're making bank anyway.
Why? Marvel... I wanted to see what it would come up if I don't know how to search this website. Anyway, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, Spider-Man's doing well. We're going to move on to... We did last year, we did our Idiot Awards, but we couldn't remember what the categories were. So we're just going to ramble a little bit about things that we watched this year that stand out as things we watched, things... If you read anything, I'll do what I read.
I read nothing.
So then, then I'll do that. Just like last year.
Yeah, I read a couple instruction manuals. That's about it.
So then we'll do our, just maybe a song that stood out to you. Something that kind of, that you came across this year that stands out. So,
sure.
Let's do it in sort of a style, but we can riff a little bit. What's the best TV show you watched in 2021, Randy, that comes to mind?
Tough call. I watched, there was a lot of good TV on this year. I watched Yellowstone has been sitting pretty high up for me lately because it's damn good.
I need to get back into it, I guess, because I was...
Remember, we talked about it? Yeah, I know you're a little icky on the casting, but I hate her character anyway, so that doesn't bother me. But
she does... even up to where I watched it, I was like, you're being a bitch.
Yeah, her character sucks. It's not great. It's not great by any means, but I'd go give it another chance
because
it is really fucking good. Insecure is a great show on HBO Max. Issa Rae is the mind behind that show. She is a prominent, I think she started as a comedian and then she created this show. It is on HBO Crave. If you have Crave, it's on there. So give that a watch if you can. That's a great show. It's just really grounded in like real life and real life relationships with best friends and boyfriends and girlfriends and navigating the insecurities of life and healing after long relationships. It's a really good show. So that was in my top five for sure. I think I did Mare of Easttown this year, which was excellent. Kate Winslet is an acting force. Does a wicked Pennsylvania accent, which they do a great mockery of on SNL because they're always like, you know, come on, bring me a hoagie. You know, that's how they talk or whatever. So they do one skit on SNL where he's like, they murdered his dirter. It's just, it's phenomenal. You got to watch it.
That's great.
But yeah, that's been good.
Dial it down to one. What stands out? What stands out? Best show of the year. Best show of the year.
Shit, man. I don't know. Sex Education was real good. Season 3.
Okay.
I quite liked, I would say Insecure, probably. I got really into it. I thought it was a great show.
Okay.
Hawkeye up a close second, probably. And WandaVision up there as well.
That was this year, eh?
I think so. Fuck. I think it was like January, yeah.
Time has no,
I know.
Hold on me anymore.
It's crazy.
As far as TV shows, they fall out of my head right after I watch them. I was just scrolling through my Netflix show, or like what we watched on Netflix. Right. And, I mean, weirdly enough, School of Chocolate was pretty fun. Basically, just like these like master dessert maker chocolatiers.
Okay,
it's pretty dope,
right?
But as far as like nothing stands out. I watched a bunch of TV, but I didn't watch any like new TV. I rewatched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm rewatching The Office again.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I really even have a nominee as far as TV goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I started The Sopranos, which is...
That's a commitment.
It's interesting going backwards because after watching with Liev Schreiber...
Ray Donovan?
Yeah. Once you go back from shows like Ray Donovan, which are basically just Sopranos clones...
Yeah.
It's hard to go... It's interesting. I'm into it. I enjoy it. But I don't know if I love it
yet. Right, right.
Yeah, I don't have one for TV.
Right, I didn't watch any.
Now, the minute I say it, the minute we stop recording, I'm going to think of all the TV that I watched.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Anyway, all right. So, movie. What's the best movie you saw this year, Randy?
No Way Home.
Oh yeah,
okay. By far. the only two movies I saw in theaters were Suicide Squad and No Way Home.
I loved Suicide Squad. It was so fun.
Oh, it was great. But the stuff I watched at home, like it's the same thing. Now that I have to think about them on the fly. I think I watched a lot more TV than movies this year.
Over the last several years, that's been me.
Yeah, TV has just been kind of where all the best shit is right now. And TV lends itself well because you can't make someone sit for a 7-hour movie. Just ask Zack Snyder. like, you know, I saw a thing today. It was like Netflix puts out a 7-hour movie. You're like, nah, fuck that. Well, I'll give you 8 1-hour episodes of a thing. Yeah, I'm in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you just have a longer time to tell story, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Spider-Man takes the cake by far. It's easily the best movie I've watched in the last probably 2-3 years.
Fair enough. My movie, the one that stood out to me was the last James Bond movie. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Almost made me cry.
I have yet to watch a Daniel Craig Bond.
Oh, buddy. Watch them. They're great. They're all good.
I should. Pierce Brosnan's my guy.
Well, move on to good Bond.
I thought Christmas only came once a year. It's a great one. Oh, I think it's The World Is Not Enough. He hooks up with Denise Richards, whose name is like Christmas Jones or something. At the end of the movie, they're doing it. And that's because I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Until I watched Daniel Craig's Bonds, I'd only ever seen the one with Halle Berry.
Die Another Day.
Yeah, Die Another Day. But no, that one was great. That one, and what jumped out to me is what I really thought about was Raya.
Good too. Yeah.
Really great.
That was this year?
Yeah, well, I think it wasn't that long ago, was it?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Yeah, that was real good.
Those are the two that jumped out at me, but I'm going to give it to Bond. Bond was great.
I want you to die, Mr. Bond.
I just watched the new Pixar movie or the new Disney Pixar, whatever, the Encanto. Or whatever.
Oh yeah, how's that?
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's Colombian, right?
I have no idea where it's from.
Yeah. I think it takes place like in Colombia. Yeah,
they just call everyone all their. I'm drawing a blank on the word now. Their grandpa, abuela, whatever. Yeah. And so I just knew it was Latino.
Yeah, I think because I read like kind of a review on it because I wanted to watch it, but I wanted to see what it was like before I showed it to Hallie or something.
Yeah,
in case it was too violent. I mean, it's Pixar.
I think it'd be okay.
I know they're always like running from the terror, right? They never say like show it.
I think it'd be cartels,
though, saying it's cartels and.
Yeah, they definitely lean into that a little bit. So, but no, it's good. I'm gonna give it to Bond. Yeah. I should quickly pull up my Goodreads. Best book I read this year. I fell off the wagon a little bit. I was reading. Right. My goal was to read 30 books this year, and I stumbled. So I'm currently at 22.
Right. I most recently read a Lego instruction manual.
Did you actually read it or just follow the pictures?
Well, it was 81 pages long. I followed some pictures, mostly pictures, I guess, but I read the page numbers.
So this year, I mean, what stands out to me is Leviathan Wakes. That was fun. You ever heard of the show The Expanse?
No.
Anyway, it's like a sci-fi show. That movie, that book was good.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, but yeah. I have heard of it.
Freakonomics, I finally read that. I read Barack Obama's book this year. The Inconvenient Indian was a really great read.
Oh, yeah.
By Thomas King. I'm gonna have to go with best book I read this year. Oh boy, I reread three books, so I'm gonna give it to Leviathan Wakes. It was fun.
Check it out now.
It's right behind you.
Red Dream Times bestseller.
Yeah. What else? What are the So we did TV, we did movies, we did books.
You did music. Is there any particular artists you were binging this year?
Other than, of course, Bo Burnham for most of the year, but I discovered Sabaton, which is delightful.
Yeah.
They're like a heavy metal band from Sweden or something.
Okay.
And it's all like war stuff. Like it's...
Right.
They're singing about whatever. Man at the battlefront. And it's all very... You just get fucking
shit
amped.
Shit gets amped up. Yeah. I'm going to have to put them on my playlist.
Please do.
I fell down an Eskimo Callboy hole the other day. I got some good shit, man. I got some bangers out
right
now.
Isn't that what we played when Drew sent it to us?
Hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. They're awesome. Add them to your playlist. Sabaton?
Sabaton, yeah. Sabaton.
Sabaton.
Yeah.
Cool. Done.
Yeah, so I don't know. What's your music? So we're just gonna.
You should also check out Glory Hammer.
They're Glory Hammer.
Yeah,
it sounds nice.
Do it. They're excellent.
Glory.
The Ballad of Angus MacFife is great.
Glory Hammer.
Yeah, and also as well as the Unicorn Invasion of Dundee is a great song.
I just assume
because their whole albums follow like a quest. So like that whole album is like the evil emperor's Arcothrax has overtaken this kingdom, and now Angus MacFife has to go fight. And go get, like, a magical sword and then go fight Zarkothrax.
I'm in.
It's great.
I'm looking them up right now. I'm going to play a brief little interlude here of Glory Hammer.
Okay.
It sounds dope.
Do either Angus MacFife or Unicorn Invasion of Dundee.
He is the prince of the land of fire. Noble and true in the heart of steel. Now it is thus which it shall be his. Angus MacFife is his name.
Angus MacFife is his name. You know that. I'm in. Yeah,
do it. It's great. It's great. I love Glory Hammer.
I also assume that's what you name your wiener.
Of course.
The Glory. What's a little hammer?
I don't know. Not a sledgehammer, but not even like a 3-pound hammer.
It's like the little hammer that Andy Dufresne uses to break out of Shawshank.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called. Just a rock hammer, I think is what
they call it. Yeah, I guess so. A little chisel.
Anyway, so we'll lean on that. So that's music. Yeah, I think sporting events stand out to you this last year?
Well, music also for me this year would be two artists really grabbed me this year. Who I initially didn't like was Lil Nas X.
Oh.
Who has now like super grown on me in the last year with his latest album.
Okay.
Because I just like how like unabashedly gay he is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he just... One thing hip hop has lacked is like artists that are that way, right? Like,
yeah.
Often hip hop is like, you know, it's fuck
toxic
gay
masculinity.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, you know, don't fucking touch my hand by accident. You hope like it's a shit like that, right? Yeah. So it's nice for me. It's refreshing for me to see like someone just being so unabashedly themselves.
Yeah,
and like like his whole, all, every music video is like him naked dancing with naked dudes, or like one, it's him as a football player and like him and another guy just hook up in the locker room and they're banging in the shower. And I'm like, you know what? Awesome. Good for you, man.
Apparently
like,
that happened at the SRSS just recently. These two girls got caught doing it in the stall.
Oh, F and A, good for them.
And you know, the problem is that some kid saw them and then like told everybody. So we don't know if they got outed.
Oh, okay.
And then so they got suspended because they got caught doing it. That's
great. Right, right.
But I, just to hear that that's happening, I'm like, hoorah.
Power go to Steinbeck. You. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's when Kat first told me, because she'd heard from someone else.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And she's like, well, no, they got suspended. I was like, oh, what? Oh, okay. So you can't have sex at school. I get it. But at first, because my instinct was like, oh, Steinbeck was like, oh, no. Homosexuals. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You can't touch it here.
But no, I'm glad that
But him and Olivia Rodrigo, I really enjoyed this year. Yeah. So nice. Those are my two artist picks.
Everybody shock them out. Shock them out. Anyway, let's do... let's close it out here by doing our big announcement that we've been holding on to for almost an hour.
Sure.
So when I put it on to the Patreon, I let them know, or the patrons, let everybody else know. But so, folks, if you're listening this far, if you made it this far.
Yes.
The show is ending.
It is.
Yeah.
We're coming to a close.
The Two Idiots podcast, as of 2021, will officially be no more. It will... You know, I'll keep the equipment.
It will live in infamy.
When we'll see what comes of it, if anything, you know, maybe once in a while, maybe never. Maybe it starts back up in a year. Who knows? I'm not willing to foretell what's going to happen, but for the foreseeable future, at least, the show's done.
Yeah, we just kind of decided it was time to shut her down for a little bit. Life's getting a little hectic with Reg doing the new job and. I have one kid right now, maybe one more on the way, we'll see. And it's just, we never wanted it to become like a job, and not that it is like a job, but like,
it's getting kind of like a job. Yeah.
So we decided, you know, it's fun having these conversations, you know, it's cool to talk to these people, but we just figured, you know what, maybe it's time to just take a break, and like you said, it's not that we won't revisit it, maybe a year from now, 6 months from now, who knows?
Yeah.
It'll always be there for us to pick back up, but for now we just decided that we're just going to take a little break.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's sad, because even when I was first thinking about it, I was like, I don't know, and maybe, because I mean, the end of the year, things are ending. That's sort of naturally how it goes.
Right.
And it just felt like this is the right time. Like, things are kind of coming to an end, and I felt like maybe it's time for the show to follow that too.
Right.
And during the pandemic, everyone and their dog decided to have conversation podcasts. So, kind of in the sector that we're in, it's sort of that's kind of how it came.
Yeah, we've always said kind of our biggest attribute and our biggest, what would you say, I guess disadvantage would be that we don't cater to one specific niche. We kind of we like to run conversations across the whole gamut, and we've always felt that's what we should do. We never wanted to limit ourselves that way. I want to, you know, thank everyone who's listened to us this far and then this long, and we certainly have our consistent viewers that we know and we can see, and we appreciate all you guys for everything you've done for the show, listening to the show, and just being supporters in general.
Special shout out to Brian Moore, who's been with us since day one, listened to every single episode, was sending us messages before we basically even had a Facebook.
Yes.
And he's always been around, and we always appreciated the support. Even when I was writing the post on our Patreon, I was getting a little teary.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like my baby.
Yeah, basically.
I thought about it, and this will be episode 151, which will be the final whatever that means episode. And on average, they're about like an hour 20, hour 10.
Give or take, yeah.
And so then that's 150 plus hours of content that we've released,
right?
Not to mention editing and like strategizing and social media and the YouTube videos and everything else. So we've put in hundreds of hours, and so
for sure.
I mean, it's been great that people have been around, but still, like when I was thinking about it, I'm like, fuck, it's a lot. It's like a piece of me that's walking around.
Yeah.
And so now when I'm walking away, what do I do now? Right. Yeah. What do I do with my time? What do I do?
What's next?
At the same time as the commitment was starting to get a bit heavy, I'm also like, well, what do I do without the commitment? Like, you know, right, without having that weekly thing to focus on, what do I do with my time?
Right. What's there to keep track of, right?
But at the same time, I'm always complaining I don't have enough time for stuff. So,
precisely, yeah.
I think it's probably just the right time.
For sure. It's tough. And it was just mostly a thing of like scheduling becomes tougher just with, you know, everything going on. COVID especially was tough for getting guests and doing stuff that way. Even getting guests, like there's some weeks where like, you know, the day before we got someone that can come on. Mm-hmm. Right. And, yeah, I think it's just time to dial it down. Like I said, we both got shit going on in real life. That's taking some precedence, and that's okay. That's not a bad thing.
The show hit more than we ever thought it would.
For sure.
Not that we had any aspirations when we started, but we've chatted with people that I never would have thought that we would have, and we've had, I mean, we haven't blown up as much as maybe we would have liked, but we've had tens of thousands of downloads and from all over the world, and you know, it's been a treat. Like I said, if you're not a patron, you wouldn't have been able to read this, but like it's fun, or it's been great to be able to sit down with you and like shoot the shit and be funny.
For sure.
And have fun and be silly, whatever, and then meet with other great people and have conversations. It's been a blast, but like you say, you don't want it to become a job, and on occasion it felt like a job.
Certainly.
So it's kind of time to see what else is out there. So
absolutely, just focus on new things, I think. Mm-hmm. Right. And see where life takes us. But it's been a ride, and like I said, thank you to everyone who supported us the whole way. We wouldn't
Even part of the way.
Yeah, we wouldn't be even close to where we are without, you know, some of the backing of some of you guys. And
special shout out also to Craig Baird, who was a guest of the show and then became a friend, where he was texting me. When he read the, he's one of our patrons as well, he texted me after he saw it. He's like, I get it, I understand. And he said he looked forward to it every week, and I know that there are others that do the same, so that was kind of the part that was like, well, fuck, like, I feel bad. Like, I don't want to leave anybody hanging.
You feel like pot committed to these people, right? Because, you know, it's nice to hear that, you know, they look forward to hearing the show and hearing us chat about fucking Spider-Man for an hour.
Which I don't understand why.
I know, right?
But at the same time, I'm looking forward to where you and I can hang out and not have to worry about recording anything.
Yeah, because honestly, that's one thing I didn't expect to be as big of a caveat as it was. We're like, you know, we're doing the show together, but then our friendship kind of did take a bit of a dip. Because it's like you're just working together more than you're actually hanging out as friends now, right?
Yep.
So even when we would hang out outside, we'd just talk about the show and what we're doing next, and then it kind of just took over.
Took over.
It really did. So it'd be nice to kind of get back to where we were and sort of refresh that friendship.
Well, and we've had moments, too, where we were hanging out and we're just shooting the shit, and I'm like, man, this is nice. This is refreshing. I don't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to do nothing. There's no pressure.
So I think it's good overall, and I'm tremendously proud of what we did.
Certainly.
I don't know. It's.
I think we brought awareness to a lot of issues that we wanted to bring awareness to, and even some that we weren't even sure we were going to bring awareness to, but we did.
Yeah. Well, considering we didn't plan a damn thing.
Exactly, right? So I think for mostly flying by the seat of our pants, we did a pretty good job. Yeah. Not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but
no, I think
I think we did well. And like you said, it feels like kind of a natural, let's just stop here. This isn't goodbye forever. It's just kind of see you later. And whenever we pick back up, if we do, then we'll hopefully be able to just jump right back into it.
Yeah. What jumps out is you? I mean, I assume Tommy Chong, but what's the episode that stands out to you, Randy?
The chat with Ray was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that one was really cool. Talking with Adam Beach was really fun just because growing up watching him in movies for so long, finally getting to talk to a guy like that. The stuff with Wob was great because never in a million years did I think we'd get a provincial official.
Did you see him comment on our on
the I did, yes. Cheater there.
Fucker. I love Wob.
But great talking to him, like just bringing awareness to these indigenous issues, to LGBTQ plus issues, like getting that the month we did just this past month, getting all the guests on that we did. Friends of ours and, you know, YouTube stars and stuff like that was really cool. I liked all of it, man. There's not really an episode that I didn't enjoy doing.
It's been a ride, man. It's been a ride. Yeah, some of them have been more difficult than others to get conversations going or started or continued, but
in the beginning, certainly, I do think that we found a flow about, you know, 30, 40 episodes in.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being way more nervous, and now it's sort of like, well, It is what it is.
Now it's just like, you ready? Yeah, you're good. Just go. Yeah. Just start recording.
Roll into it. So yeah, it's been tremendous. I can't really pick out one episode, but I always recommended episode 69 to people because that one was just a riot.
Yes, absolutely.
And I, you know, having laughs like that is always good. Mm-hmm. But of course, all the same ones that you mentioned as well. I had scrolled through a couple here and like, again, there was no, it was never going to be a guest show. That wasn't even the thing. But then when we had Chris on, I was like, man, we could talk to more interesting people. Like,
yeah, for it to have evolved the way it did that way was definitely interesting. Like you said, we never planned on it being a guest show. It was just going to be us talking about the weekly news of the world, basically. And then it just kind of evolved, and I'm glad that it did. It was a nice evolution of what we thought it was going to be.
Mixed in with enough, I hope, fun and silliness. And
for sure.
Like I said, the highest praise we ever got was that we're irreverent.
And yeah.
We are. And if that can be considered a positive, then I think it needs to be.
Certainly.
So, thank you all for listening, and I hope that you got something from it, and I'm sad to see it go. I'm sad right now. But I think it's time. I don't know.
Well, like we said, it doesn't mean we're not going to pick it back up in the future. Yeah. There's always possibilities there, but just for now, we're just going to see where life goes.
Yep.
And take it from there, you know? We can't be afraid to... Don't ever be afraid to walk away from something if it's not fulfilling you the right way or it does feel tedious. Like, it's okay to put that thing down for a little bit.
Yep.
And take a step back and reevaluate and go from there.
And then when this episode gets 10,000 listens, because everyone's like,
yeah, everyone's fuck, sad, we miss you,
then maybe we'll come back.
Yeah. You know, for just $1 a month, if 100 people signed up.
If all of our... Spotify followers gave us $10 a month.
Word.
We would be able to do lots of money. We'd have lots of money. But anyway, folks, we love you, and sorry to drag so long before you got to this point, but if you're still listening, just know that we appreciate everyone that listened to 1 second of the show. We've had people from all over the place where they're, you know, oh, I heard this random episode. Oh, I really enjoyed that. Or someone would share it. Someone else would share it, and they would comment, oh, that was a lot of fun. Well,
It was always neat kind of going around town, and like, you'd wear the shirt or whatever, you have a couple of t-shirts, and I walked into the Best West Pet Food sometimes, and the guy's like, oh, like, I heard of your show before. I'm like, oh, like, that's cool, man. Like, you know, did you listen to it? No. Oh, nobody else does either. That's okay.
Exactly. But, yeah, I've only been recognized one time. Oh, you're one of those idiots. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I mean, if we count that, then I've probably been recognized a whole bunch of times. Yeah. Every time someone calls me an idiot, right? I just lean into it.
We're super famous.
Super famous. But anyway, I think it's... thank you, Randy, for... This was... Again, we didn't plan any of this, and I sort of ran away with it. but honestly, I don't think... There's no one I know that I could do this with for as long as we did and make anything half as good, so...
Sure, man. And like I always told you, you're the fucking machine that runs the show. Like, in all the social media stuff you see, all the YouTube stuff, that's all Reg. I basically just come here and talk, so Reg is giving me way more credit than I deserve. But it's been a blast, and I appreciate all the work you put into it, and hope I was able to be a decent co-host for you and keep the conversations rolling.
You were the perfect foil for me, because if it's just me being pedantic and and, you know, annoying, you need the pop culture funny guy.
Yeah, I'll play the Kevin James to your Adam Sandler. I guess
your Leah Remini.
Yeah, there you go. We're the king of queens.
Yeah, I was skinny once and then I got fat. Exactly. Leah Remini.
See, there you go.
I was once religious and now I'm not. It works on so many
it
levels.
It does, exactly, right? I'm just the schlubby UPS driver, you know.
I drove by the UPS store on Dublin one time, and I saw like a short, chubby guy and then a taller black guy walking into the building, and I wanted to snap a picture, but traffic started moving.
Oh,
I
was like,
oh, damn it, it's King of Queens.
It's real life.
Yeah. But no, I'm proud of what we did, and I enjoyed much of it.
You know, you can't take it away from us. There's that much, right?
Exactly. And it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
People can go online and look it up forever, I think.
For sure.
I don't know how that works. But I'm not going to take down the where we're our hosting platform. I'm gonna end that.
Oh, it's out in the ether now. So yep. We'll see what happens.
So people keep listening. If you like it, tell your friends, and maybe you'll convince us to come back.
Just
we'll see.
Maybe
we'll see. But on that note, we don't have any music to play out this week because I figured we'd, for old time's sake, throw our outro music on, just to roll out like we used to.
For sure.
But before we do, we need to do our last and final Patreon. Yes. So folks, you could, up until now, for as little as $3 a month, support the show. And we, again,
well, we won't shut the Patreon down, right? We'll just keep that going. So
we should just release Patreon exclusive episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, the biggest support to those guys that, and gals that are willing to give their hard-earned money to a couple of morons, even though most of our Patreon supporters didn't listen to any of it.
True.
But thank you for the support, and we appreciate you even thinking about supporting us.
Absolutely.
And those, we're going to, we'll shout out all of them.
Sure, let's do it. The last one. The last run, you all get in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly, and this week everyone's in the Idiot Hall of Fame. You don't deserve it,
but you're going to get in there.
Just kidding. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. But we'll start with, as usual, for if you listen to the show at all, you know that at the $7 tier and above, they are in our Idiot Hall of Fame. So, yeah, we're going to start with Sir Brian Moore, as we already gave him a shout out, but needs another one.
Brian. This guy almost rolled tears saying that for the last time, you know?
Right? It's tragic. But yeah, thanks to the show, Brian and I became closer friends than ever. I've known the guy forever. But yeah, having the show, he would randomly send us, well, he said Randy dick pics, and
he would
just randomly message us about things. He was actually actively listening to the episodes, which is more than I can say for anybody. Like, I don't really listen that closely to anything I listen to.
Yeah.
But the fact that he could, like, he would text us and send us messages.
Yeah, and I didn't even know Brian prior to this show. I didn't know what Brian Moore existed. and now we chat for the regular, and we're friends, and I'm happy to have his friendship and someone to chat with and send me random dick pictures.
I'm sure he's happy to continue that.
Oh, anyway, yeah, absolutely.
Moving on, we have Mr. Craig Baird, the pod... Oh, excuse me, the Canadian pod father. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig.
You come in here on the day of my podcast. And you give us money.
Much
appreciated,
Craig.
You're the best. You're damn good, man.
Damn good. Next up, Randy.
I'm going blind, man. I can't see. We got the first night of the tip. Sir Drew McDonald.
The colonizer. Mr. Colonizer. Drew. Thank you, Drew. Also a friend of mine for many years. And yeah. Thank you.
Just a good dude.
Yep. Next up, we have Kayla Lundberg on behalf of her and Jordan Peters. One of our first full-time patrons, I think.
Yeah, I think they're right up there in the top three all time.
One of the first. They've been around the whole time we've had a Patreon, so they've gotten lots of shout-outs, but we appreciate you. We've known Jordan for
years, yeah, since high school, for sure.
Seniors Wiener.
Which of our friends' wieners haven't we seen, though, Rich?
Yours.
True. I don't think I've seen yours either. That's fine. Little anteaters. That's fine.
Very bashful.
Yes.
But yeah, no, thank you to Kayla and Jordan for contributing all
this
time.
Much appreciated. We also have Janet Gooden, also another fairly long-time supporter of the show.
A few months. She's my mother-in-law, yeah, so she had to.
Exactly, right? Much appreciated.
Yeah. I don't think she even remembers that she's supporting it, but maybe that's not. Fine.
As long as the credit card keeps running, that's what counts.
And we appreciate it. Next up, and last but certainly not least, we have of our original Idiot Hall of Fame, we have Mitchell Buck Pierce. The music man himself from, I believe it's Neepawa.
Yes. Now, I didn't know Mitch prior to this show.
Nor did I.
And nor did you. So he's like coming in fresh because everybody else we're connected to in some way.
Yep.
Except, I guess, for Craig.
Craig came in fresh, too.
So him and Mitch came in fresh.
Which was a real validation for us. The minute we had people that we didn't know that were willing to message us or listen to us or support us in any way, you're like, holy fuck, we did it.
Yeah, that was the point where we're like, okay, cool. Like, this is going somewhere.
Yeah. So after that, we have James Hart. He's not technically an Idiot Hall of Fame, but he's definitely an idiot. So we'll count it. Thank you, James. He was also on the show years ago, Mr. Evie.
Yes, that's right. I just opened one of those Tesla Model 3s he gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I let Hallie play with it. She was excited.
But it loses all its value.
I know, right? It's going to be worth millions once Dogecoin blows up and Elon's rich.
Yeah, right. but thank you, James. He's been a supporter for months as well. So thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
We're not going to count that. I mean, Kat's been supporting us for a while,
too. Oh, Kat can count. Everyone count. Who knows us counts. She doesn't even count. If they're married to us and obligated.
I thought she wasn't anymore. Maybe she is. I thought she had ended. Anyway, thanks, Kat. We actually, when we're done this, we'll do a shout out to our wives because that's been huge.
Absolutely.
After Kat is Mr. Mark Reimer, one of the best people I've ever met.
Mark's just a good person.
Yeah. You know? If anyone deserves a sainthood, it should be Mark Reimer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For all the good that he does to everyone else. Those are the people that are supporting the show. So we financially.
Yes.
A lot of people have been supporting it emotionally and.
Yeah, spiritually. These people have literally put their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. And speaking of people supporting us, but first off, thank you to everyone that did give us money.
Yes, absolutely.
It's more than we could have hoped for, so we appreciate that. But as far as people that are supporting us in every other way is our spouses.
Yes.
Who put up with hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of us meeting together, or me going to your house, or you coming to my house, or you doing it remotely, or, you know, these things where... You know, we got to do a podcast. Oh, fuck.
I know, right? No, it's a big show to them, especially, to my wife, Daris. Once Hallie came, it was kind of a different animal to schedule the show and figure what we were doing. So big shout out to her for, letting me get out of the house for a couple hours at a time and allowing people, being cool with people coming into our house.
The fact that we did that for months.
I know.
With, this is... I mean, during COVID, too.
Yeah, in the early COVID times, letting people come to our house and
Hallie met so many strangers she'll never remember.
Exactly, right? Hang out in the basement and shoot the shit. So, big shout out to her. I love her to death. She's a great woman. Don't know why she's with me, but hey.
Yeah, win some, you lose some. We're not sure either, Randy. Yeah, but speaking of women that we're not sure why they're with us is also my wife. Also. Couldn't have done without her, obviously, because... I mean, for all the time that you spent here, all the hours I spent here by myself, editing and posting and whatnot, I got a ton of eye rolls. I got so many eye rolls, and I was like, I got to do a thing for the podcast.
Size of the worst.
And then I'm like, well, I got to do it. But no, shout out to her for always being supportive and even with her, not disdain, that's not the right word, but even with her less than stellar feelings about it sometimes. Mm-hmm. She always was there and willing to let me live my dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been good. Well, even Daris was like, she's like, I'm not happy or ending the show. It's not, don't think that, but she's like, yeah, it's, I'm sad to see you guys do it, but if it's not fulfilling anymore, then by all means, shut her down. But no, 100%, thanks for the support from both of you. It's been, it's been good, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Indeed. And so we'll sign off here by saying thank you to everyone that's listened to even 1 second of the show. It's been a hell of a run. 151 episodes, almost 3 years of idiocy. And we wish you all the best. And we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you.
From the bottom of our cold black hearts. Our hearts. We thank you.
Our hearts. I mean, the social medias are still there, so feel free to like them and follow them and do whatever you got to do. We're going to be probably putting up a video next week or whatever when there's not going to be a new episode, just to kind of announce if for people that aren't paying attention that it's over. So, but anyway, so we're going to go off and do our final Patreon exclusive episode. So if you weren't involved, you missed out. Mm-hmm. Unless you feel like joining, but before the 31st or whatever.
Yeah.
before the year
ends.
You
jump in now with 5 days left and then...
listen to all of them.
Yeah.
So, because there's a monthly Patreon that you missed out on for a year. So, snooze, you lose.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we love you folks. Thank you so much. It's sad to see it go, but I feel at peace with it now.
Yeah, we've... I made my peace last week. I was like, okay, this is coming. This is going to be it. So
yeah,
that's good. I think we went out on a good note.
I think we did too. I was also, before we gonna our very first episode, I was curious what we'd all talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I said first page, not last page.
You fools!
What the fuck? Oh, I'm stupid. so basically, we discussed Justin Trudeau and GIF.
Yes.
And that kid, that teenager that tossed a chair off a balcony.
Oh, yeah.
I think we also talked about the mom that accidentally let her toddler eat edibles.
Yes, I believe that was there too, yeah.
Disney princesses, the CFL, and a bunch of other stuff. So we're basically right on par with how we complained about politicians this episode. We talked about people doing dumb things. We talked about Disney. We didn't talk about weed necessarily, but the CFL, that's kind of been a through line of the entire show.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Indeed, indeed. Also, Randy's still wrong. It is GIF, and it will be GIF until the day I die.
GIF forever.
All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. We love you. All right.
We love you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Ta-ta for now.
That's all for today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.